So again, we just want to welcome you, and we apologize for starting about 5 minutes late. We're just doing some technical things. So basically, just to give you a quick overview of our program, we work with 16 high school youth from the greater Boston area. We're based in Jamaica Plain, and these youth basically take children's books and make stories out of them, bringing them to life, engaging kids really in the stories, and with the goal of getting kids to be really interested in the books and to say, hey, like, I've seen these characters, I've played with these characters, now I want to read the book and really start to get engaged with that. So that's our major goal with this. This is our second year. We are just starting our second year, so we're still a very new theater troupe. So just want to say that these youth have really only been doing this for about a year, some of them even less, and they've come a long way and just been doing some great work. I do also want to say that we don't have our major sound system here, so we are going to ask that the audience does remain a little bit on the quiet side so that our youth are going to be projecting, but we don't really have a really great mic system for them. So they're going to be projecting. We hope that you can hear them, but it will take just some listening on that end. And I also just want to say really quickly that because we're such a new group, we also are, developing our sound, we're developing our sets, we're developing our costumes. If there's anyone in the audience that has an expertise in this area and who wants to eventually contribute to something like this, feel free to come talk to me or Laura after the productions. We'd be more than happy to chat with you about that. And then lastly, there's going to be some activities following the productions. There's going to be 3 productions today. And after they're all done, we have a set of activities that are going to happen. So one is in the back, one is over there on our my right, your left, and one will be happening over here. We'll explain when this all ends.
All right. So are you guys ready to see plays? Okay. So the first play is from a book called Miss Nelson is Missing by Harry Allard and James Marshall. So you guys, has anybody read this book before? Yeah? Are you excited to see it? Okay, well, I am going to, at the end, I'm going to ask you what the secret was, so everybody has to be prepared to tell me, okay? Okay, so here's our first play, Miss Nelson is Missing.
My name's John, and I'm in the 3rd grade. We're in Miss Nelson's class, and people say we're the worst behaved class in school. We've already driven out 3 teachers. Let me show you what a school day looks like.
Woo! Hey, no, stop. Give me a hat. No, no, give me my hat. Give me a shoe. Give me a shoe. No, no, it's mine now. It's all done. No, no, no.
Children, settle down, please. Children, how about a stay?
No, give me a shoe. Stop. No. No. Give me your shoe.
It's like this every day.
It's like this every day.
The kids never listen and we never finish anything.
We never finish anything.
Something will have to be done.
Stop. No. It is my hat. Stop taking my hat. God.
The next day.
Yes, the teacher hasn't come today. We can do whatever we want.
Woo! Today, let's just be terrible!
Children, I'm Miss Viola Swamp, your new teacher.
Where's Miss Nelson?
None of your business. Now open your mouth.
Now open your...
Or else.
We could tell Miss Swamp was a real witch. She put us right to work and gave us loads of homework. Miss Nelson never gave us this much homework.
There will be no story hour today. You will keep your mouth shut. You will sit perfectly still. And if you misbehave, you'll be sorry.
Days went by and there was no sign of Miss Nelson.
Why?
I really miss Miss Nelson.
I do too.
What do we do?
Maybe we should go try to find her.
How do you do that?
A detective?
I'm Dr. McSmog, and I've been assigned to your case.
Detective McSmog! Detective McSmog! Miss Nelson's missing! We have Miss Rowe! She's home! I don't like it! She gave us left over! Please help!
Wait! I think that Miss Jules is missing.
We kind of knew that.
Thanks to me, of course. Okay.
What should we do now?
Well, doesn't she live across the street?
Oh, yeah. Except for the fact that the blinds are drawn. And is that Miss Rowe coming up the street?
Rob's pushing in some more homework.
Maybe something terrible happened to her.
Maybe she got eaten up by a shark.
I don't think so.
Maybe she went to Mars?
I don't think that either.
Yeah, I know. Maybe her car got carried off by a swarm of angry butterflies.
Are you crazy? We really miss Miss Nelson. We thought we'd be stuck with Miss Swarm forever.
Where are you, Miss Nelson?
The witch is coming!
Hello, children!
Miss Nelson!
Did you miss me?
Yes!
Where were you, Miss Nelson?
That's my little secret. How about a story hour?
Yes!
You kids are behaving so well today. What part about this lovely change?
That's my little secret.
And I'll never tell.
Detective McSmog was assigned to a new case.
I know. Miss Viola Swamp is now missing.
Secret.
Miss Nelson was missing.
She was missing. Where do you... Oh, whoa, now it's on. So, where do you think she went?
On a trip.
I think maybe she went on a trip. Does anybody have any other ideas?
She was disguising herself.
She was disguising herself? That's pretty tricky. Okay, so, our next play is gonna be from a longer book, a chapter book called Sideways Stories from Wayside School, and it's by Lewis Sacker. It looks like some people know this one too. Okay, so it's one of the stories from that, and it's called BB's Baby Brother. And this is another one where there's a secret. And again, you guys are gonna have to figure out what it is, okay? All right, so here you go.
Good grades home lately, and if my parents find out, they won't let me stay up past midnight, and that's when I do my best artwork.
Did you even do it?
Of course I did it. I just can't find it.
All right.
I hope Miss Nelson didn't lose it.
Baby, can you come here, please?
Fine. Yes, Miss. I swear I did my homework.
Yes, I know.
Oh, thank God. I thought you lost it.
No, I didn't lose it. But can you please explain?
explain this for me?
Mrs. Jules is as fat as a hippopotamus. She smells like one, too. I did not write that, I swear. You smell awesome.
Well, if you don't write it, who did?
Ray.
Ray.
Yeah, Ray's my little brother, and he does things like this all the time. He plays mean pranks. Like yesterday, he took my cat peanut butter and wrapped him up in my sheets. It was horrible.
It sounds terrible. You know what? I'm going to give you an A plus and a Tootsie Pop.
Thank you, Mrs. Jules.
Okay, now.
Thank you so much. The next day.
Good morning, class.
Good morning.
Hey, Damien, can you hand this out?
How come Damien gets to do everything?
I'm sorry, Calvin. Would you like to pass it out?
No, I'm not your slave.
Can you explain this to me? Mrs. Jewel has a head full of oatmeal and it leaks out her ears too?
I did not write that, I swear.
Let me guess, Ray.
It had to be Ray. He does this every single day. Like yesterday, he slashed my dad's tires and he pushed it down the hill and then it was blamed on me.
Oh my God, how horrible.
It's completely not fair.
I'll just give you an A plus.
Really?
Yes. Here you go. And a Tootsie Pop.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Jones. You're the best.
Okay, class, listen up. For Friday, I would like you guys to write a report on your favorite president and come prepared to share with the class.
Next day.
Good morning, class.
I did the homework.
That's great. I hope you all did too, because we'll be sharing them today in class. Baby, why don't you come first?
Do I have to?
Yes, come on.
Fine. George Washington never told a lie. Not like Mrs. Jules, she lies all the time. She lies so much, her nose is huge. Her nose is so big, Mr. Jules has to wear earplugs and a sleeping eye patch when he goes to sleep. What's so funny?
Come here.
Yes, Mr. Jules? Did I just read that out loud? I swear I was just reading, I did not know what I was saying.
Baby did it, right?
He must have.
Oh my God.
It's horrible, yesterday, he put my clothes in the washer with all the pinks, and now my clothes are all pink. And it was my fault.
You know what? You'll get an A plus. I'll have to deal with this. Here you go. A plus and a Tootsie Pop.
Thank you, Mr. Jules. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Teacher. Hi, this is her dad.
Yeah, I was wondering if you can come in for a conference.
All right, bye, Susie.
Okay. Hi, Mrs. Gunna, Mrs. Beebe. Mrs. Jules. How are you?
Good. What has Beebe done?
You see, Beebe hasn't done anything. He's a wonderful teacher.
That's surprising. She's always causing trouble at home.
Well, I think he's getting blamed for a lot of the things that it's not his fault. And Ray is to blame for.
Ray?
Yes, I mean, I'm. You may think he's an angel, but some kids could be angels in the outside and devils in the inside.
Yeah, that sounds like Bibi.
No, I'm not talking about Bibi. I'm talking about Ray.
But who's Ray?
Okay, guys.
All right. So it looks like I'm going to have to talk on the microphone to tell the people backstage they have to come out and bow for Phoebe's baby brother. Hey, if you're in the Wayside skit, come out and bow. Maybe not. Okay, cool. So we'll make the bow at the end, I guess. So we have one more. Oh, but first, what was the secret of that one? You knew the last secret, so we gotta get somebody else who knows the secret of that one. What do you think it was? Yeah, so Bibi was saying that her brother Ray was doing all these, or his brother Ray was doing all these terrible things, right? He was really doing it, and he was making up Ray, right? Nice. Okay, so the last one doesn't have a secret, but it does have knights. So, we are going to be doing the first three chapters of the book Knights of the Kitchen Table by John Shezga. Anybody read that one? Couple. So, this is the beginning of the story, and we're going to be performing the whole book later in probably in November. Saw it? You read it? It's almost like King Arthur, yeah. But it's supposed to be funny because instead of Knights of the Round Table, it's Knights of the Kitchen Table. Okay? So, I hope you enjoy.
Joe, you missed one.
Who's it from?
Your Uncle Joe.
Yes, his presents are always the best.
I can't believe he's an uncle who's a magician.
Joe the Magnificent.
Are you named after him?
Yeah, before he went off the deep end.
The card says, "Happy birthday, magician in training. Be careful what you wish for, you might get it."
This is weird paper.
I bet it's one of those disappearing coin trick boxes.
Maybe it's a magic cape that makes things disappear.
That would have come in handy last year. You could have used it to make all those rabbits disappear.
Hey, that wasn't Uncle Joe's fault. I gave the hat the wrong command.
Well, come on already. Open it. It's just a book.
Look at it, though. It's called The Book.
Great name for a book.
Here, let me see.
Fred, be careful. I don't know what it is yet.
Cool. A knight. The Black Knight, sworn to hack other knights into pieces. Wouldn't it be great if all this was for real? Joseph Arthur, shut that book and stop that flashing!
Around.
Guys, there's a Black Knight over there, and it looks like he's planning to hurt us.
Hey, it's not my fault. I told Fred not to open it.
You did not.
Did too.
Excuse me, guys. Can we discuss this later? There's a big angry man in the tin can getting ready to hurt us.
Hello there, Mr. Knight. My name is Joe, and these are my friends, and yeah, we seem to have lost the way from my birthday party, so if you can...
None shall pass.
If you can just take us to the way of New York, yeah, we'll be out of here.
None shall pass.
I think I heard that song.
Like tongue and guard passing strange, methinks that band held not from the shore.
What did he say?
I think he said we look funny, we're probably not from around here. And right you are, Sir Knight, we are not from around here, so if you can just point that long, sharp stick of yours...
Silence! With our weird robes and boots.
Weird robes and boots? Look who's talking, the tin man with feathers. He could just his horse funny. I wonder if his mom ever told him not to point sharp objects at people.
Enough of thy evil magicians and spells. Prepare to die.
I like Nutshell Pass better than that Prepare to Die stuff.
Do something!
Like what?
Like say some magic words!
Please and thank you!
Not those magic words, you idiot! Like real magic words, like the one your Uncle Joe uses!
I'm a cadaver, hocus pocus, any, meeny, miny, mo!
Wait, I've got it! You guys, jump over there,
I'll jump over here on the count of three. One, two, three!
Strike one!
Na-na-na-na-na, you missed us.
Fred, are you nuts? Let's get out of here before he turns back around.
He's too heavy and slow to hit us. We'll wear him out. Come on, Big Tin Can, give it another shot.
Oh, great idea, Fred. He didn't kill us the first time, so let's give him another chance.
Stay there, man, and die.
Same thing on three. One, two, three.
Steer right two.
One more ought to just about do it. One, two, three.
Going, 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 gone. That one's out of here. Now let's make likewise before Mr. Fun gets up and starts with that prepare to die stuff again.
Yeah, hurry now. With all that armor on, it's going to be hard for him to get back up. All hail, Sir Frank.
All hail, Sir. Ah!
Sir, ah!
Hail, Sir Frank.
Hail, Sir Frank.
Oh, feel less and feeling greetings, Sir Lance, and I'll be glad to see you.
Praise Jesus. But you, sir, speak fair strange as they dress. You must be a very strong magic since you defeated the Black Knight with a mere oaken staff.
He has destroyed many of the Round Table.
Oh, really? The Round Table?
Hey, you know my fellowship?
Yeah, are you kidding? Of course we've heard of you guys. King Arthur and all that stuff.
What did he say?
Kidding, stuff. What saith he?
He thinks they know of us?
Yeah, of course. We've heard about you guys all the time. Guinevere, Sir Lancelot, King Arthur, yeah.
Reed, you thou have read the language of Merlin?
Well, mainly Daredevil, Superman, and X-Men.
X-Men?
Books of spells of fellow wizards, no doubt.
Faith, you enchanters have been sent to deliver us out of our troubles. I am Sir Lancelot, and these are my companions. Sir Percival and Sir Gawain.
Sir Lancelot, you're the greatest king who ever lived, except for maybe your son, Sir Galahad.
He has a son?
Well, my name is Sir Joe the Magnificent, and these are my companions, Sir Fred the Awesome and Sir Sam the Unusual.
Welcome, enchanters, but we have not a moment to lose. Camelot is being besieged by Smaug the Dragon of the East and Blob the Dragon of the West. Mount with us, we ride at once.
Huh?
You said if we follow them, we get to beat King Arthur and fight a dragon and a giant.
Remind me not to come to any more of your birthday parties, Sir Joe the Magnificent.
But dragons and giants and stuff like that aren't for real.
Well, I didn't think the Knights of the Round Table were for real, but if they're not, where are we walking with them? Where are we going?
I don't know.
If you want to see the end of that story, or hear the end of that story, you're going to have to get a book so that you can find out what happens when they go and fight the dragon and the giant. So, Matt is going to explain the activities now.
Thank you, Laura. So, can we get another round of applause for these awesome performers? When you folks came in, I believe the kids should have gotten a colored sticker. If that didn't happen, you can just go to one of the stations. So in the back, we're going to be actually making shields and making balloon swords, kind of like knights. So that'll be happening in the back. And we'll have the red stickers start there. The yellow stickers can start over here, where we're going to be playing a little play on a game called Two Truths and a Lie with a little bit of a twist to it. And then up here, which is, I believe, the green stickers. Green stickers, yes, thank you. We're going to be having a workshop on how not to behave in class up here, sort of from Miss Nelson is missing. So we're going to... so we're going to be rotating them, so you will get a chance to go to the other activities. So if you want to start heading back there... And also, just to let you know that we did bring books for everyone, so before you leave, we'll make an announcement, but before you leave, make sure that you get one, because we brought them for everyone here. So we'll get started. Youth, if you can come out so we can get your activities going, let's move.
Thanks, guys.